Welcome. This is another episode of Life Chat with Viv and Vil. Vilma and I are so blessed to have this area where we can able to speak into individuals' lives and see lives change. And this is one of the reasons why we started this podcast, to talk about life, to talk about things that's going on in this world, things that we're struggling with, things that we just need to hear an encouraging word. And this episode is one of those episodes where this is the season to give thanks. This is a season where we celebrate, and it might be areas where we won't be with as much family members as we want, but this is a season where we're thankful and we get together and we laugh and we encourage each other. I know some households, right, Vilma, that they may not have encouraging words to give to each other, but we are here today giving thanks and finding things, even though some people may say 2020 is the year that they can't wait to be over with. This is a year that they wish it never exist, or they wish it they could just wipe off 2020 off the face of the earth. But in all things, God says to give thanks. And we are going to talk about the things we are thankful about. And then we'll have a few guests that will come on and talk about the things they too are thankful for. So, Vilma, do we want to just jump right in, or?
I agree totally with you. Sometimes when we are in very dark times or we are going through, we refuse, not that we refuse, but it's difficult to see that there is something that we can be grateful for. So I'm happy about us doing this show, because I'm going to look in my life and I'm going to be speaking out some things for which I am grateful for, especially during this time of Thanksgiving.
So do you want to go ahead and start? Put you on the spot.
Yes, you did. But first of all, you know, I'm grateful. Normally for Thanksgiving, I have a big crowd of my family members, siblings, and their family. We get together approximately 40 people.
Wow.
And before we eat, we go around the room and each person would have to say something that they are thankful for. Sometimes we mix it up a little bit. And we have them say what about the person next to them that they are thankful or grateful for.
That's good.
And this year, I have made the decision that we will not gather, to the disappointment of a number of people. But also, they do understand that it is not a wise thing to do. Mm-hmm. And especially me being in the healthcare field, I would be so amiss to decide to gather. However, we are going to do a Zoom thank you. We are going to eat at our various homes. Mm-hmm. And at about 5 o'clock in the evening, whether you're eating or you finish eating, we're going to get together on Zoom and we are going to continue the tradition. So I am thankful, first of all, that we are able to have a meeting called Zoom. Mm-hmm. That we can get together virtually and still give thanks. So that's the first thing that I'm grateful and I'm thankful for.
Wow, that's interesting. I like what you do, that the family's going to get together on Zoom and give, you know, say what you're thankful about, or saying what you're thankful about the person next to you. That's really good. That's really awesome.
Mm-hmm. What about you? What are you thankful for?
Well, let me see. Well, I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful that, you know, no one in my family, except for, I guess you could say, no one in my immediate family have come down with COVID-19. So that, number one, I'm very thankful for. I was kind of concerned about my mom in New York, and God has kept her safe because she's by herself and so forth. And she's, you know, in her 70s. So I'm thankful that God has kept her. that's most important. And my father in Florida, that he's 76 and he's there with his wife. And, you know, Corona has been rampant in that area also. But I'm thankful that God has kept them. So that's one of the first things I'm definitely thankful for.
Great. That's wonderful. And for those who know us and know that we are saved, we're thankful. It goes without saying that we are thankful for life and thankful that we are here, and almost to Thanksgiving. You know, we are grateful. We are grateful for life. And although I have had at least 3 deaths in my family this year, but I'm still grateful. I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that my immediate family, as well as you said, did not contract COVID. My father-in-law passed away early from COVID, and my cousin, my husband's cousin, both of them lived in New York. And my uncle, who passed away also this year, not from COVID, he was older and he was in Jamaica. But here I am. I am alive. I have a job. And I am grateful because I've heard stories of so many people who have lost their jobs because there's downsizing. You know, people not going into to do business, and therefore they don't need the number of employees, and people, some people had to be let go.
Yes.
What's the next thing you're thankful for?
Well, I guess it's in the same line. We also had deaths in the family this year. My sister-in-law husband passed away. I have a couple of cousins, you know, distant cousins, third cousins, I believe, that one, her husband passed away, and then her brother passed away like a week later, and that was kind of tough. And, you know, different family members also, but, you know, through it all, even though certain numbers had to be cut down due to the funeral and different things like that. And one thing my sister-in-law, you know, I really have to say, you know, her disposition about this whole thing, and I definitely have to get her on this show. You know, she's like, you know, God wanted my husband and he needed him. And therefore, I believe that it was just his time, the way that he went. And she just has such a great disposition of the whole thing. Her husband, it was her best friend, her confidant, her husband, and the love of her life. And her disposition, it's so positive, you know, going through this thing of having 6 kids and now, you know, your helpmate is gone. Now your friend, your best friend is gone. And I definitely, we have to have her on the show to talk about this experience, because her view on the whole thing is just so, she's trying to encourage other people. And, you know, she looks so good. And I just have to thank God for that, that during this time of grief and during this time of loss, that she can find hope. And her, the words that she always say is, you know, if it wasn't for God, but God, you know, and her confidence and trust comes from him and her hope comes from him. So that's one thing I have to say, that, you know, I'm thankful that during this time that God has kept her. God has kept so many people have gone through a loss, including yourself that you mentioned earlier, and they found the peace in Christ. They found the peace in knowing that God got them. And that I'm very thankful for. I'm very thankful that God is showing up and showing off in these ways, that, you know, I don't know how people do it without God, because it's just over 250,000 people died. And, you know, going through that of losing a loved one because of Corona, but yet, you know, it's just amazing. But we just have to remember that God is in control, and he's there for you, and he's there for me.
Absolutely. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And as I continue to listen to you, and things are just, you know, popping in my head, and I'm so flooded with joy and thankfulness. And marriages have been on the rocks, I would say, for some people. Mm-hmm. They are not accustomed to working at home with their spouses. Mm-hmm. Corona has forced them to be together. Mm-hmm. Thanks be to God. My marriage has been stronger. With me being at home and working, I look forward to us having lunch together. Mm-hmm. So I am grateful for that. My daughter is saved. I am thankful for that. Mm-hmm. So as I look at it, I was like, what is there not to be grateful? I am healthy. Mm-hmm. I am healthy. I have no complaints, no challenge. And God, I thank you. And we are doing this show roundabout in the Thanksgiving season. But I know you, Vivilyn, and that's something we share all the time. Right through the year, we talk about, you know, reasons to be grateful and to be thankful. And boy, am I grateful. Am I thankful
yeah.
that I'm saved, you know. And with all that is going on, we can still stand.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely. And you know, shifting a little bit, we're thankful for this podcast because we started this podcast in 2020. Yay. So yes. This is a thing that God has given unto us and gave us this platform. And, you know, I'm very thankful for my co-host that we decided to do the show together, and we're growing and we're learning and better things are yet to come. But we are thankful for God for this platform that we can talk about life, that we can talk about the things that we're going through and the things that, you know, might, you know, shake us a little, but we know that we can stand on God and his promises.
Amen. Absolutely. And, you know, Vivilyn, I'm going to quickly remind our audience, we're not saying we haven't been through some stuff.
That's right.
We're not saying that we get up sometimes in the morning and we don't feel like we want to be thankful that morning. Mm-hmm. But we force that thankfulness. We give a sacrifice of praise. And because we know that it could have been worse. And there are so many things that I strongly believe that God has kept us from, things that we didn't even see. He didn't even allow it to come to our way. Mm-hmm. We drive back and forth. You do a lot of driving at times. Mm-hmm. I don't drive as much now. And you get home, you go to and from. You think you have seen every accident that could have come your way, every near misses that he just stopped before they came. Exactly. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Ah. Yes. We have to praise, have to give him thanks.
Awesome. Yes, definitely. Definitely. I have even seen some of my near misses and I'm like, sorry, but I'm thankful that God and the angels, you know, of protection that's around me and my car and going forth, you know, and coming in. So we always have to remember to pray over ourselves, pray over our children, you know, for angels of protection around us and that God would keep us safe. Don't forget to do that, you know, especially over your children. Lay hands on your children and pray over them before they leave in your homes and pray over them constantly. And so we're thankful that we can able to have the opportunity to pray. Because some people can't open their mouth to pray. Some people can't open their mouth to praise. And we have the opportunity to be thankful that we can pray and we can praise. And another thing that I'm thankful for is I just completed my event management training that I was doing. And it's so amazing. I talked about it a little bit a couple of podcasts back where I needed to do my internship. And because Corona happened, the events that I had planned to do my portfolio on, they canceled all the events. But because in prayer, seeking God about God, which direction I should go and asking him, he gave me the idea, which I mentioned, you know, to call a friend of mine And God gave me an idea to call pitch him an idea, and I pitched the idea, and it ended up that I could use it for my portfolio. And I'm so thankful for that, because if I didn't have an event to do for my portfolio, I would not gotten my certification in event management. And I'm just thankful that during Corona, I was able to still complete my certification. And I got the certificate in the mail this month, with the big signature from Temple, from the dean, saying you have completed your certification. So I'm really thankful for that, that, you know, you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And I sought him first. I'm like, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I need to talk to my director. He called the meeting for me, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I have nothing in mind, I have nothing planned. I don't know what I'm going to do. And God just dropped that in my spirit to call this specific person. And it happened that they were looking for an event to be done, and we were able to do this event in Corona time. And I did complete my portfolio and did complete my certification. So I'm very thankful for that, that God is good. God is good.
Definitely, that is something to give God thanks for. And as you give thanks, I say congratulations, and I give God thanks for you as well, that he is advancing you in this time when there are people who, you know, don't have a steady job or have a position somewhere, but he is advancing you in this time. So congratulations, and I am so excited about that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, I want to just read a scripture, you know, which there are several scriptures in the Bible that encourages us to give thanks to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Psalm 106, verse 1, and it says, praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Mm-hmm. His love endures forever. Amen. And as I listen to that, you know, we give thanks to God because he is good. People may say, really, he was good. Why did he take my mom? Why did he take my dad? Why did he take my child, my spouse? Why did he make my job lay me off? Those things do happen, but God is still good. Mm-hmm. Because instead of just one person, he could have taken two. He could have taken three. We didn't see what he did, so the others were left and kept alive. We don't see what he did where, you know, he's opening doors for you to get a bigger and better job the next time around in a new company. Or we don't see what maybe would have happened if you had continued. There could have been something. There could have been, you know, an accident that would have taken place. So God is good. And I don't care what my circumstances is. I'm not going to allow my circumstance to dictate the goodness of God in my life, because I know that he is good, and he's good all the time.
Amen. Amen. Yes, definitely. That's true. That's so true. You know, no matter what, and even when the enemy, whatever the enemy, you know, meant for evil, God would turn it around for our good. You know, that might seem dim, but he always have a plan, and his plan is good. He have a plan from the time that you're born to the time that you die. He has a plan for your life, and the plan is good. It's not to harm you, but it's to help you to grow in him. It's helping you to get to know him and to reach your destiny. And no matter what the enemy may throw at you, God will turn it around for your good. And you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that's one of the scriptures David said in Psalms. And that's one thing that I said, Lord, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that's something that I quote so many times. you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, didn't you get your promotion in 2020, Vilma?
I did. But let me read another verse that I have here. And you can jump in and read when you see one that you want to read. It says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Yes, my year started out, this is pre-corona, where the week before I went to school, went back to the university, I was given a call and was told, this is what is happening here at the college, in your department, we have to be demoting the present director of the program. Mm-hmm. And they're asking you to fill in as interim director for the program. Mm-hmm. And I hesitated and I was, I don't know about that. But then I said yes. Mm-hmm. And was right away was promoted to be interim director. And I was, wow. And not only was I interim director, but one of the things that I was hesitant about, I know we were getting ready for accreditation. And I thought, wow, am I able to do this? But God knew, even if it was to take the department through accreditation, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. Because when accreditation was over, I had to interview to have somebody come in as the director, and I remain the assistant director. So, yes. That was something that I was grateful and thankful to God for as well.
Wow, look at that. God opened. I remember the times when you were looking, I think you testify about this anyway, but you were looking for employment in the colleges, and God just opened the door for you miraculously. See, God has us, guys. God has us. His plan is bigger than our plan. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we think too small, you know, for God, and then he go ahead and just do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. I don't even think you were probably even looking for a dean position, for an administrative position. Right, Vilma? Am I right?
I was not.
Yeah. Look, God just opened that door. Right. Yeah. He just go exceedingly. Sometimes I said, Lord, help us to at least think a little bit higher, you know, to match what you're thinking. Sometimes I think as Christians, we think too small. We need to think bigger. We need to think more globally, because I guess that's why he put that scripture in Ephesians, that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And I know we've been going on for a while, but there's so many other people, so many other things to be thankful, you know, for the things that's going on right now. And we made it in November. Who was thinking that we would make it to November? My Lord, because this year has been such a, you don't even know what's going to happen this year. You know, things just is a shockwave. Every corner you turn, there's a shockwave. But yet God is still on the throne. And God is with us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Absolutely. 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 Do you want to read this other Thanksgiving verse?
No, go ahead and read.
Okay. Psalm 69:30 says, I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving.
Amen.
That's Psalm 69:30.
So what else do you want to be thankful for before we join any of our guests that we are going to have to talk about what they're thankful for?
I am thankful for the ability to walk outside it's cold. I don't like the cold, but I can still walk outside. I can still look at the trees. They are shedding, but I can see nature. I'm thankful that I can recognize this is a tree, this is a flowers. You know, I can recognize things. I can smell, I can taste. I'm so grateful. I can walk without assistance. Mm-hmm. I am able to drive myself to places. I am so grateful. About 2 years ago, I had so much problems with my knees. Mm. And today, I am miraculously healed. I have no aches, no pain, nothing. I am absolutely so, so thankful. And just little things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be big things, just little things. As I say, I can hear the birds. I can smell the flowers and the trees and the earth. I can see the stars and the moon. I can see the sun. Sometimes I'm driving and I was like, man, this sun is in my eye. But, you know, I thank God for the sun, yeah. You know, and I just, I'm grateful. Right. I am so grateful. Right. So grateful.
I just remember something to be thankful for. I just went to our mailbox. We have a business mailbox, and we had so many bills came in the mailbox. But I'm also thankful because guess what? We also had an unexpected check in the mail also today. So that's something I'll be thankful for, you know, even though there was bills along with the check. And it may have exceeded the check, but hey, I'm still thankful for that one little check that came in that in the mail unexpectedly. Absolutely. I overpaid a lawyer. So, hey, overpaid a lawyer.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. That is great. That is what a testimony. What a testimony. And, you know, as I was thinking about what you were saying, the coronavirus cause a lot of us to work from home. Mm-hmm. And we may not see it as savings, but we save on gas.
Yes.
I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. We save on wear and tear on our cars. My husband used to travel to New York. Mm-hmm. We save on, you know, taking clothes to the laundry. To get his shirts, and because he doesn't have to dress up in shirts and jacket and tie, you know, he mm-hmm. just put on a t-shirt and look decent in case he has a meeting coming up because he's at home. Mm-hmm. So that is something, even in this time, that we are grateful for.
That's right.
We are absolutely grateful that, you know, we can save money that way. So we got some extra cash because we're not putting as much. He's not putting as much to buy gas. Neither am I.
That's right.
And pay for lunch.
Yes. Because you're cooking good food over there. I know because I've tasted her cooking, guys. You know, she knows how to put her foot in it, according to some people would say. Yeah, definitely. So,
praise God.
You know, we're just thankful for that. And then we're going to have a couple of guests will be coming on. But before we introduce our first guest, I would like to remind our audience that this is our Thanksgiving episode, and this will be a two-part episode. Vilma?
Okay, so just to remind our audience, for this podcast, we are interviewing various people on things that they are thankful for. As we look back on the year 2020, it's now November, the 11th month of the year, there is so much that has been going on. And if we focus on it, we would probably say, what is it that we have to be thankful for? But we are bringing people who do see a reason to be thankful. And our guest at the moment is Bob, and I will have Bob to introduce himself, his name, and then Bob is going to share with you some of the things or people that he's thankful or grateful for. Okay, so Bob.
Hi, good evening, everybody. My name is Bob Lewis. I first want to thank you guys for having me on. I really do appreciate it. We can get lost in the season that we're in now and in the things that we should be thankful for and just focus on the negative. It could be real easy just to sink into a place that to where we forget what God's good graces really truly still are. Just the church being held alive now for me is, it's been a blessing to be able to go back to church. The building itself is not the church that we are the church, but it still feels nice to be able to be around church people, the like-minded people that we are, and to be able to pray with on Wednesday nights at prayers now. You know, there is concern about the new restrictions coming up this Monday, how that might look and how that might affect the church. But, you know, or just pray for God that he keeps the doors open and that he keeps it going just as the way it is, like Pastor Chris said. I'm very thankful that, you know, I'm one of the people that has not been affected by COVID. You know, I'm still getting a steady paycheck at this point. A lot of people have been financially hurt, yeah, you know, hurt by this. And, you know, we pray for them and that their finances, you know, come together, that God has them. But I just have not been affected by that. And I'm one of the, you know, the lucky ones, so to speak. I'm blessed. I'm able to use some of my finances to help other people, which is, you know, being obedient to what God's laid on my heart. And I just continue to be thankful for that. I don't take that for granted because he could put me in the situation to where I'm the one that, you know, is not getting that steady paycheck. So I'm very thankful for my job, for sure. The other thing that I'm really thankful for is the calmness after the election. There was so much doom and gloom. You know, if one candidate won, that, you know, the cities were going to burn, and if another candidate won, then there was going to be fighting or whatnot. And I know the results still aren't finalized, but I think we all know who's going to be the next president. And it just seems to me that God gave us grace that night and minimized any of the damage that everybody was so worried about and so called up about. You know, it's only because of God that, you know, we know while we're voting, we already knew that God had put in place who he wanted to put in place. It right. May not be who you wanted or who I wanted. It doesn't matter. It's God's plan and not ours. You know, it's something that, you know, we will always want to know in the flesh now. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Well, we'll know when God wants us to know.
Right.
You know, he doesn't listen to us and say, tell me now. So I'm very thankful that, I'm very thankful that there's just, you know, so much less violence. Hopefully this country comes together,
right,
you know, to be as one. It doesn't matter to me which party's in office, mm-hmm, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it really doesn't. I mean, to me, it's just, you know, we just sit as Democrat or Republican. I'd rather just see everybody who hasn't come to know the Lord like we have, that we all would come together to know God, and that we can, you know, finally have the end times where Jesus Christ comes back and we're all saved as one person. You know, one, the color of our skin wouldn't matter anymore. Our religion, you know, would all be one. You know, just so much more to be thankful for. I mean, we're sitting here doing a podcast freely, talking about whatever we want. I don't know. I just very thankful for so many things.
Wow. Well, you really said some really good things there to be thankful. And I love the way you put it. You was like, I don't really care who's in office. It's just that once they receive Christ, that's the most important thing. And that's what it's all about. And I really love what you said. That's how it is. You know, it doesn't matter, because we all know that God is the one gets all the praise and all the glory and all the thanks. And I love just what you said. Awesome, mm-hmm, awesome.
I enjoy that a lot, because sometimes if you think about it, I think we always have more to be grateful about, more to be thankful for than not to be thankful for. And you have so much. I think, Bob, you could take the entire time of this podcast to say the things that you are thankful for, and not to put you on the spot, but I know you have a son who is in the military, and I'm sure that there are, you know, that area as well that you are grateful for. What do you say about that?
The funny thing is about my son being in the military is he was deployed to Afghanistan back in February, which is pretty much the beginning of the COVID that nobody wanted and none of us want now. But, you know, the way God works, it just so happens that my son was deployed to a base to where somebody had the virus. So his unit got, quarantined for 2 weeks. And so instead of spending 9 to 11 months patrolling the mountains and hills of Afghanistan in harm's way, his entire unit was sent back 2 weeks later.
Wow.
So in a funny kind of way, COVID benefited my family because my son did not have to be deployed. He did not have to go, you know, in harm's way. And, you know, he was sent home strictly because of COVID. So, you know, he's home safe and sound. He's in New York, safe and sound. And what I'm hearing on the news is that, you know, the president, who's still in office now, is still bringing some more troops home, which is awesome. So, you know, God works in ways that just the way he does it is just sometimes it just makes you smile and just make you, like, you know, you have a sense of humor. Here we are all worried about a pandemic, and here I am praying for my son to come home from Afghanistan safely. And a month later, he's home safe and sound. I mean, that's just, it's not a coincidence. It's God's work,
wow.
You know, period.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. So as I listened to Bob, it reminded me of a song that I knew from a young girl many, many, many years ago. And it was a song that spoke about counting your blessings. And you also know the song, and it's blessings, name them, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. And I went, and as I looked at that, if we should really count our blessings one by one, we would have a much longer list than the complaints and the regrets that we have.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and it was like, I just learned to be more appreciative this year. Even the simplest thing of saying, you know what, God, thank you this morning that you made it that I can have this cup of coffee. And this person was sharing this with me yesterday, and it was like, you know, thank you, Lord, for just the simple things as this, or thank you, Lord, that it didn't rain today that I can go take a walk. And they were just sharing that, you know, we take these little things for granted of getting up, doing the things that we do every single day. And we just take it for granted. We just take it as normal. But if we look in our lives, you know, and see the hands of God that is protecting us, the hand of God that is keeping us, the hand of God that's making opportunities, even when there's sadness or even when there's things that the situation look bad, just like what Bob just said about his son. It's Corona time. And because of Corona, which is bad, and thousands of people die, but he got a blessing through it that his son did not get to be deployed. So it's like there's so many things that you can say, oh my God, it's so bad, but, you know, try to find the good things, like Philippians 4 says, think on things that's good, think on things that's true, you know, think of good things and fill your mind and your thoughts with those things versus the negative situation, because when you look for negative, it's surely going to find more negative.
Amen. Do you have anything you
want to
add, Bob?
Yeah, actually, I have a kind of something I've been going through, a season at work that's been very pressing on me and really wearing me down. And I've been allowing it to affect me with the Spirit of God, to where sometimes I allow it to separate me from where I'm supposed to be and allow me to have a so-called pity party. So one of my friends from church, Gloria, called me one day last week and said, how's everything going? And, you know, I gave her the doom and gloom and, you know, woe is me and I'm this and I'm that. And she said, well, how's everything going with that party you're having? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, the pity party you're having that nobody's there but you. She said, well, you need to come out of this funk because nobody knows you're in a funk but you. You're just sitting at home and you're isolating yourself. Right. And she's exactly right. It was hard to hear at first because I wanted her to say, oh, Bob, it'll be okay. But she's right. I mean, if we allow ourselves to look at something negative, it is much easier at times to be thought of negative things, to get yourself into that feeling and to get away from reading the Word of God and, you know, understanding that the answer lies in the Word of God. He's taken me, and I was talking to another friend from church, Debbie, and she's explaining to me that, you know, you're going through this season, Bob, for a reason, for his purpose. And what that purpose is, you don't know and I don't know, but on the coming out the other side of it, you're going to know why he puts you through that. Maybe it's to help the next person going through something similar that I'm going through, sort of like he did when he took my desire to drink away. I've been able to, you know, talk to a lot of people about it, and I've been able to bless through God, you know, my experience with drinking. And maybe he's going to do the same thing. Well, obviously he's going to do something taking me through this season to where I'll be able to be a blessing to somebody else. And, you know, and just to be able to give all the glory to him. I mean, because, you know, I tried living my life without God and it wasn't working all that well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me to sit here, I have lights on, I'm a sober man, I'm saved. I have church friends that, aren't embarrassed to be around me. Mm-hmm. I just gave everything to God and will continue to do so until I see him. So just a very thankful man sitting here today, to be honest with you.
Wow. Awesome.
Amen. Awesome. Amen. And one of the things you said, you know, you are having issues on the job, but in the first time you started to speak about gratefulness, you were thankful for your job. So I do think you have gotten out of that pity party. I'm so glad nobody came to help you celebrate that party.
Nobody was there.
So, yes. So I know you're out because one of the first things you said, you were grateful that you were still working. Many people have lost their job. And that income that you're getting, you're able to use to help others who need it. That's
amen.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Bob, for sharing. We really appreciate you coming on and sharing what you're thankful for. We know that people, whoever hear your story, they can able to glean from it and take from it and apply it to their lives that, hey, don't stay in that pity party all by yourself. Come out and join everyone else.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. And have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
So, Marilyn, we just heard from Bob. Share with us what you've learned and what you're thankful for 2020.
Well, 2020 has been kind of the beginning of the year was really it was smooth. Everything was running well. And then I think about towards the end of April, then I got sick. I contracted COVID virus from work. And I started my quarantine at home. And but then I had this fever that couldn't break. So I had to go to the hospital. I was in the hospital for a week. But I'm very thankful because I had the COVID at the very beginning, like the very first wave of it. And it was really bad because lots of people lost their lives. Mm-hmm. So I'm really thankful that, you know, I'm alive and well. And that when I went to the hospital, I saw God's favor because I really wanted to come back home. But the doctor was like, no, the way you look, we can't let you go. You know, you try, just walk. So I tried walking and he was like, you can't even walk and you live by yourself. So we're going to admit you. And when I got admitted at the hospital, the doctors that were seeing me, the ID doctor, he was really nice. They took so much good care of me and they were updating me every day, you know, what they're doing and everything. I know not everybody who was sick like that had the opportunity, but by the grace of God, everything, I'm sure all the prayers that my friends and, you know, family members, church members were praying for me, God just, everything just worked well for me. So I got out of the hospital, got discharged, felt better, came home. I still had family members and friends and church members that would cook and bring food for me. They would check on me all the time to make sure that I'm doing okay. And I'm so grateful because, you know, I always felt that I didn't have friends, but I saw, I mean, I was surprised with all the people praying for me, those who were calling and encouraging me, texting me all the time, cooking, dropping food, you know. I'll tell them, please don't come. They'll be like, we'll just drop the food at your house. Whatever you need, we are here for you. I was really surprised. Thank God for that. You know, for all those people. My neighbors, they will mow my lawn for me. They will take my trash can from the street, bring it up.
Wow.
You know what I mean? People were just doing things. And I know it's just the grace of God. And I'm thankful for all those people, all those who were praying for me, all those who are encouraging me. I mean, I'm just thankful to God because I know that if not of the grace of God, I don't think I should have, you know, gone through. And even when I was in the hospital, you know, I was there. You know how you have some people are sick and they have this, you know, they feel like they're going to die. I just felt like even though I'm sick and I'm really feeling this way, I know that God here and I know that he's, you know, taking good care of me and I'm going to be fine. You know, all through my illness, I had that in my mind. So I'm really grateful for that. And I thank God that, you know, I'm well and strong right now. After the hospital, I did have some side effects from the medications that I took, but, you know, with all the prayers and everything, you know, some all those side effects are all gone.
Oh, praise God.
I used to feel tingling. I used to feel tingling in my feet. I used to feel my heart racing. All that is gone, you know, and I really thank God for that. You know, I'm really grateful because I'm walking, I'm talking. There were people who would call me during that time and they'll start crying because I couldn't even speak.
Yes.
There were people who were crying, family members who were crying because they couldn't hear what I was saying. And they were telling me this afterwards, but, you know, during that time, I mean.
Yeah, I'm laughing because I'm one of those people who called you. And I was like, oh, my God, don't talk. Don't talk. I was like that on the phone.
I remember.
I was like, don't talk. Oh, no, don't talk. I feel like, oh, no, if I make you say one more word, you know, something bad will happen. Yeah. So I'm kind of laughing because I was one of those people like, oh, my God, you know. So the grace of God. And excuse me, audience, I did not tell her to introduce herself and who she really is. So, Marilyn, back up a little bit and introduce yourself and tell us what you do and who you are and where you're from.
Okay, so my name is Marilyn Mulford. I work as a nurse in one of the rehab nursing facilities in Delaware area. And I'm originally from Cameroon. And I live in Elkton, Maryland.
Definitely welcome again to the show. I did this backwards, I know, guys. But I really, you know, with someone who have gone through this virus, which was very traumatic, because I remember when she called me, Vilma, she called and left a message on my phone. And if I didn't have a caller ID, I wouldn't have known who she was. because I couldn't understand and make out what she was saying, but she was asking for prayer. And, you know, I like what she said about how the church got together, how people were sending her food. And I remember there's a group that I'm associated with, and I mentioned it on the group, and people were coordinating things to even clean her house. You know, and I'm really so thankful and blessed that people out there really care. Sometimes, like she just said, Marilyn just said, you may not think that you have friends or people that care, but you do. People have a tendency of coming together when it's needed. You might not see them, might not think they care or see you, but they see you.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, anything else you want to add, Marilyn?
Well, I mean, I think I learned something also. You know, I learned that, like you just said, like I said before, that you think that you don't have friends, but when things happen, you know, people rally together and they help you out. And it just showed me that, you know, if anybody calls me up for anything, I'm not even going to, you know, try to think. I just rush there and try to help, you know, the best that I can. Because just seeing what others did for me, you know, I'm moved and encouraged to help others when I have the opportunity and the chance to. Because you might never have a chance to help somebody else like that. Right. So as soon as somebody needs help and I know that they need help, I just, you know, do my best to try to see what I can do to help.
Awesome. Anything you want to add?
That is awesome. And, you know, I remember we had needed, we were going to use Marilyn for a previous show. And due to everything, it didn't materialize. But now here she is, that she can look back and be thankful for it. And I know she's overjoyed because, as she mentioned, and as I mentioned before when I spoke, I have experience of family members who, my husband's family, who passed away from COVID. You know, and so many people did. But here it is that, you know, God was saying, no, I need you for a purpose which you have not fulfilled. And he miraculously healed you. So, of course, you know, that is definitely something that you should be giving thanks for. And I know you don't take it for granted. So I'm grateful that I can see before me a miracle
God
has done. And I give God thanks that I can behold somebody who was that sick and recovered. I've heard people, but here it is, somebody who I know, and I can put my eyes on you, and I thank God for that. I thank God with you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate you sharing your story with us, Marilyn, and definitely we have you on another show. But, you know, audience, you see, and like Vilma just said, it's a miracle that God's still on the throne and God can still do the miraculous. And if you guys heard her and hear what she was going through, you too was saying, wow, look at God. And I'm looking at her right now and I'm like, wow, look at Marilyn, because I've spoken to her during that time. And oh my God, I thought if I made her say another word, that would be her last breath. And that's how I really felt when I was talking to her on the phone. So I just thank God for her. I thank God that he has kept her and he has kept so many others. But for those who have suffered loss, God is still with you. He's not going to leave you, and he's there for you. We appreciate you, Marilyn, for coming on and sharing your story.
Thank you.
Well, does she have something else that she wants to be grateful for? As if that's not enough? Do you have something else, Marilyn?
Well, for right now, I'm just thankful to God for everything. I'm thankful to God for my job. And I know there are things that are still materializing. And I'm just, you know, I think it's a matter of time for me to praise God. But for now, in my heart, I know that God has already granted that request. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time. And I thank God. I mean, I can't say very much about it right now, but it's something in progress. And when the time is right, you know, I would share with you guys and let you all know exactly what I've, you know, what's been going on. But for now, I would just say that I'm thanking God for that. And waiting for the time to materialize for me to be able to share that testimony with everybody.
Awesome, awesome. All right, thank you, my dear. And God bless you.
Thank you so much.
And all right.
God bless you. Get some rest.
Yes.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, dear. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, so this was a great show and a great reminder to so many about things that we can be thankful for, things that we take for granted, things that we don't even, you know, remember. Mm-hmm. So I am so grateful for our guests that came on and the things, Bibilin, that you said, the things that I said and what our guests said. So for those who are listening to us, in case you were wondering, what can I give thanks for? You have some ideas of things that you can give thanks for. So on this Thanksgiving, which is next week, you know, you won't be able to have your family. There won't be large gathering, but thank God you can still speak to them. So many people do not have their family around that they can speak to on Thanksgiving. So look at it that way and just, you know, give thanks.
Right.
Any last words, Bibilin?
Yeah. And I like what you said before about, you know, you used to do this with the crowd of people, than 40 something people you have in your house. But find someone that you can share with them something that you see great about them, something that you see lovely about them, something that you see that they may not see within themselves. Call, you know, we unction you to call about 3 or 4 people and just speak word of encouragement over them this Thanksgiving season. Just say something about them or text them saying, hey, I was thinking about you and I just want you to know blank, blank, blank. Just mimic, we're stealing this idea from Vilma, what she does with her big family, but let's, you know, as a group, let's do that. Let's challenge ourselves to send a text or do a phone call to someone and tell them what you see in them that you admire, see in them that you love about them, and give a word of encouragement. So that's what we're unctioning you to do for this Thanksgiving season. And not only that, you know, I'm so grateful for Bob, what he shared in his heart about what he's thankful about. And he has such a sweetheart. And for Marilyn, who, you know, gone through Corona-19 and God has kept her, we're so thankful that she's still alive and she's with us today. And we're just thankful for our audience because you've been with us for over 27 episodes. And we're just thankful and appreciative for God for this platform that we can come into your homes, into your cars, into your jobs, and to hear us say how good God is, and to hear us say that God has greatness in you, to hear us say that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, and to hear us say that there is hope, and you can do it, and yes, you can. So we thank you for joining us. And before we go, Vilma, do you want to tell them how they can get in touch with us for our email and for our Facebook page?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, which is Live Chat with Bib and Vil. Our email is livechat@bibandvil.com. And we are also on GH Radio and we are on every day. You can find us there. Our website is livechatwithvivianville.com. We also have a YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel may not have all our live chat episodes on it, but you can start by looking at what we have. We also can be found on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and we are also on iTunes.
Yes, all the syndicates that offer podcasts, you can find us. And we just thank you so much for joining us. This is another episode of Life Chat with Vivianville. Thank you.
Bye.